Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
After all these years of paying down your mortgage, spending thousands on maintenance, and pouring buckets of blood, sweat, and cash into your home, you're finally ready to move on and sell it. But hold on. Those home features you thought were so cool back in 1995 might just be a tad outdated. Sorry. I know, you've had some fabulous times in that sunken living room. You once beamed with pride over your white-on-white, brushed metal-accented kitchen. If that backyard jacuzzi could talk, huh? And maybe you still harbor a secret affection for those popcorn ceilings in the bedrooms. Yeah, maybe not. But the truth is, those things are repelling otherwise eager shoppers. If your home has the right mix of what buyers today are clamoring for, trendy amenities like open floor plans and stylish backsplashes and heated hardwood floors, it can help you sell your home faster and at a better price. So, Realtor.com, their data team, looked at a variety of common amenities to come up with which ones they would suggest that you and I feature in the homes that we want to sell the fastest and for the most money. Okay, so Jessica Lutz, okay, she's managing director of survey research at the National Association of Realtors, said, renovating a home with the right features can not only recoup the cost, it can help you sell your place much faster. I feel like I just said that. And that means a quick transition into your next home. Tastes simply change over time, right? The same way we look back with regret on Scrunchies, Crystal Pepsi, and the Spice Girls, right? Whew. There are parts of our own homes that now fill us with remorse. It's not surprising that dedicated home theater rooms, which take up lots of space for an activity that can now be done on your iPad, just aren't popular anymore. Well, the other hand, an extra bedroom has mostly universal appeal. So let's say you have a media room, maybe you turn it into a bedroom, right? It can be used as a guest room, a gym, or home office. Look, I've got one. I renovated my home back in 2007, and we put a media room in. Now, we left it open. We felt like we were really progressive, leaving it open to parts of the basement so other parts of the basement could look in on it. It wasn't completely dedicated. Because, frankly, how often do you sit, watch a movie completely uninterrupted, and why not just spend the $15 to drive into town and go see the movie that you want to see? Much less expensive, and they keep the technology up to date for you, right? Sorry for those of you who are like me. For millennials, the largest group of first-time home buyers, extra rooms are not necessarily going to sell them on a house. It's more features than space that they're looking for, especially techie ones like smart home connectivity. To come up with NAR, National Association of Realtors, hot list, they looked at 40 of the most common home features, then sifted through Realtor.com's listings to figure out which were in the homes that sold in the most, sorry. Then they sifted through Realtor.com's listings to figure out which were able to sell in the fewest number of days. The fewer days on the market, the more in demand that feature. They narrowed their selection to features that can be found across most parts of the country. Okay, so here we go. These are the top 11 top features. Drum roll, please. Okay, number one. Smart home features, such as smart thermostats, refrigerators, and locking systems. Now, isn't that interesting? That's something that can be done relatively inexpensively, because it's not expensive to buy smart thermostats, smart refrigerators, or smart locking systems, but it gives a perception of security, which seems to be more important. Security not just from a thief, but from the pocketbook, you know, things disappearing out of your pocketbook, like the cost of gas and electric that you're not actually using because you're not even home while the furnace is on. Number two, finished basements. Now, that was a surprise to me, I got to tell you, because frankly, I don't look at finished basements as being that critical. They don't cost that much to do a finished basement. They've gone up quite a bit since I started in the business, but you can finish a basement for not that much money. But apparently, just having the finished basement already in place is important among the millennial population. Number three, a patio. Here again, I didn't think a patio would be that important. In fact, generally speaking, I used to think that a deck off the back of your house was much more important than a patio. But The glory days of walkout basements appears to be somewhat past right now. It's not as important among current buyers as it used to be. Yes, there are some who say, I won't buy unless I have a walkout basement. But believe it, the Chinese population of purchasers, that feng shui, that walk out to the same level, and frankly, preference really is to walk out from the kitchen out to the patio and have the backyard right there. There's definitely a strong demand for that. Interesting. I've got a lovely home on Deirdre Terrace, which is in Langley Oaks, currently on the market, that has a beautiful patio off the back of the property. Does not have a walkout basement. Really a nice feature. Walk-in closets. So we're not talking about those, you know, double door closets that you open. Actually being able to walk in and turn around within the closet and have all that extra space. Number five, granite countertops. Also not expensive these days. You can put decent granite countertops into your kitchen for a few thousand dollars typically, sometimes more, but a few thousand dollars where it used to be $8,000 to $9,000. When there was a time when granite was not as available, now you can pretty much get it anywhere. And decent prices at places like the Home Depot and Lowe's. Eat-in kitchens. So that place where, you know, you cook, you sit down, you eat right there, and everybody gets together. You know, it's interesting. I was telling a story about a house that I sold back in 1990, third year in the business, and this guy had actually only lived in four rooms out of the 12 that he had in his house. He only lived in his bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, in a living room. That was it. That was all he lived in. Now, his eat-in kitchen was where he spent 90 to 95% of his time. He had his Sony Trinitron on the countertop, and he had his bed, which he climbed into every night and climbed out of and went into the kitchen, spent most of his time there. You know, the fact is most of us spend about 80%, 85% of our time in just four rooms in the house. That's it. Now, if you had a family, obviously, it increases the usage of your overall home, but I'm talking about each one of us individually, typically four spaces in a house, five if you have a home office. Okay, hardwood floors, another big driver. I have a listing coming on the market in Bethesda for about $1,650,000 or so. That'll come on the market in February. And the kitchen is that old 12-inch ceramic tile that was very popular in the mid-1990s, but the rest of the home has all hardwood throughout. So on my advice, the seller is pulling all that tile out and going to replace the kitchen with the same hardwood because it is incredibly popular now. And there's this warmth about hardwood that tile cannot convey. It's worth the investment. Number eight, a laundry room. So not having a space where there's just a washer and dryer in an open area of the basement, but an actual laundry room. An open kitchen is number nine. And front porches. Have you noticed how many houses people are adding front porches onto their homes in order to create living space on the front of their houses where there wasn't before? They'll spend $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 to do it, and they create an additional outdoor space. It's oftentimes, you know, there's two sides to your house, the front and the back, right? Really four, but you understand. You live in the back typically. But if you have a beautiful front space and looking out across the street at your other homes on your street is really quite lovely, why not bring yourself out there? Enjoy that space. Create a front porch. And lastly, surprise, surprise, the dining room. The dining room. A.R. Gurney wrote a great play called The Dining Room, which I acted in back in, I guess it was 1985. I was just 21 years old at the time, and I was at the University of Maryland Theater, and did the play, and it was a study, a delightful study of how different generations use the dining room and the memories that a dining room can carry. Some of the most lusted after home features like infinity pools or swanky wine rooms actually ranked near the bottom of the NAR list. So don't call the excavators to start digging a new pool in your backyard just yet, at least not until you've finished considering what the hottest home features are, that smart home tech, the Energy Star appliances, and that security system. Consider those. All right? Hey, if you want a copy of the Market Ready Guide, I've put in what are the top improvements you can make to your home to give you the best return on your value. You can download it for free at ericstewartgroup.com. Or you can call us today and we'll mail you a copy. It's 1-800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104. I've got my final thoughts coming up in just a moment.